starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and we are back at it again. President Trump announced another round of tariffs on Chinese goods, 10% on $300 billion worth of Chinese imports. And ladies and gentlemen, with this announcement, we have just lost all our gains from the post-earnings season, and stocks are again on the decline. And I am, however, glad of my recent investment in my new company stock, Iron Mountain, which on the other hand picked up 4.83% following satisfactory earnings. No decline there, which does hint that this sector performs or acts as a cushion during such a trade tension climate or when the industrial sectors get a hit. Not much to worry about though. I'm still way ahead year to date by almost 18%, and the markets are still expensive and economy is still strong despite some signs of no further growth ahead. So I'll be staying put now unless any major event occurs on the markets, which also creates opportunity, as we all know. I do not believe I will be making any other substantial investment this year. The remaining of the year will be about building cash and focusing on growing my side ventures. I have a strong feeling that this year will not be about the stock market, but it will be about me continuing to build solid foundations of my startup and documenting all of this as I go along. So, in March this year, I started a side venture with the podcast, which today became a small media company, Investors Media LLC, born on the second day of July 2019, which regroups a podcast, a book, and soon a book series, influencer marketing, advertising, and an online store. Now, while this business is not making a dime so far and is light years away from having any influence or visibility, what is formidable to note and realize is how much power the mind can have on your actions once it is set on winning mode, once it is locked on execution. All these foundations have been laid, are a pure byproduct of my unshakable will to make this happen. As a challenge to myself, yes, first, but also see how well I can perform outside my comfort zone and discover a whole new world along the way. Sure, it is not good enough yet, it is not making money yet, it is like a newborn, but it is there and it deserves my undivided attention. I'm documenting all of this for you as I also strongly believe in the compounding power of small and consistent actions done every single day. Yesterday was posted on my Instagram, for example, when you focus on you, you grow. When you focus on shit, shit grows. A very simplistic but true way of saying that if you're looking for negativity, you will end up finding it and be destroyed by it. And the same goes for positivity, which on the other hand has the power to create, to build, to attract happiness and success. I had a completely different definition of success not so long ago, based on essentially how much money I should make, what position I should hold, what car I should drive, and what home I should live in. Today, through these experiences, success is essentially based on the level of happiness I'm able to achieve while I execute on my passions. If they work out, then I guess we can call that a life achievement. The other side of success is to be able to execute on your passions because you have managed to set yourself up financially, as all of this is not free. Nothing is completely free. In this particular case, money can buy happiness or an access onto the path leading to happiness. Everybody, I wish you a happy Friday ahead. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.